and affordable home that allows them to thrive. Information about ways to prevent and solve homelessness is at MelvilleTrust.org.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org. Mostly cloudy skies today, highs around 33 degrees, winds from the north with gusts up to 25 miles per hour. It's 32 degrees in Lawrence.
The people who are out there responding, and we need that outpouring of generosity. I refuse to believe that people have lost that sense of human solidarity and generosity.
That's Tom Fletcher, the UN's top humanitarian and emergency relief official. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Aisha.
You're listening to NPR News.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Symphony presenting the Snowman Concert December 17th, featuring the animated film The Snowman and holiday favorites brought to life by the symphony. More information and tickets available at topekasymphony.org.
Speaking of holiday favorites, hope you'll join us Saturday night for KPR's Big Band Christmas. It's our annual holiday bash featuring the Kansas City Jazz Orchestra. Tickets are on sale now at the Liberty Hall box office and at Ticketmaster.com. KPR's Big Band Christmas is made possible in part by Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles of Topeka. Coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday, it's the Sunday Puzzle with Puzzle Master Will Shorts. That's coming up at 7:41 this morning on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Maselli's, catering to Lawrence, Topeka, Kansas City, and surrounding areas for almost three decades. Available for wedding receptions, business meetings, or other special events. Details on catering and venue options at Maselli's.com.
We've got partly to mostly cloudy skies this morning. They may clear off a bit, but then become cloudy again as the day goes on. Highs today in the mid-40s. Winds from the south 5 to 10 miles per hour with gusts up to 25 miles per hour this afternoon. Mostly cloudy and cold tonight with lows in the mid-20s. For tomorrow, cold temperatures with highs in the lower 30s. It's 32 degrees in Lawrence. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from the station.
Would you give up your chance to rule a country for love?
Girls are told from birth. We watch Disney movies. We're told that there's no greater thing than being a princess. But what is the actual reality of that?
Author and journalist Rebecca Armitage on how covering the British royal family helped inspire the heart of her debut novel, The Heir Apparent. I'm Miles Parks. That's on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us for All Things Considered from 4 to 5 o'clock this afternoon on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Olsburg Junction City. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on O'Connell Children's Shelter, offering services to families who want to foster or adopt, including help with licensure or home studies and background checks. Information at O'ConnellChildrensShelter.org.
When was the last time you really looked at a map? They're not just for navigating. They're windows into how we see the world. Coming up, we'll visit the Osier Map Library in Maine with Jackie Northam. That's coming up at 7:52 on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Kay McIntyre. Hope you'll join me for Prairie Journal later today. Today on Prairie Journal, the push and pull of Kansas politics. It's a conversation with Michael Smith of Emporia State University and Ed Flenchy of Wichita State University. They're the authors of Reform and Reaction, The Arc of Kansas Politics, 11 o'clock this morning on KPR 1, 1 o'clock this afternoon on KPR 2.
When your old boat feels like an anchor around your wallet, KPR's vehicle donation.
Support for NPR comes from this station. And from EBSCO, supporting open source technology and making open platforms possible for libraries of all sizes. Learn more at EBSCO.com. From StoryWorth, each week, StoryWorth emails a loved one a question about their life. After a year, StoryWorth will publish their stories and color photos into a book to keep for generations. Learn more at StoryWorth.com. And from the sustaining members of this NPR station.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.
Creating a legacy in public radio is as easy as adding KPR to your will and becoming a member of the Dick Wright Legacy Society. A bequest can help ensure our on-air service will continue for years to come. For more information, visit kansaspublicradio.org.
We've got two more hours of Weekend Edition Sunday coming up. The latest news from NPR and the KPR newsroom just ahead. Mostly cloudy skies today with temperatures in the mid to upper 30s. They may hit as high as 40 degrees today. Winds from the north, 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts up to 25 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy and cold tonight with lows in the upper teens. Sunny and warmer tomorrow with highs in the low 40s. It's 30 degrees in Topeka. This is KPR. The time is 8 o'clock.
PR Scott Horsley adds that concerns about employment are also part of the big picture. In India, officials are investigating a nightclub fire at a popular tourist destination in Goa State. At least 25 are known dead. This is NPR News.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. The Kansas City Chiefs are preparing for another primetime matchup. They'll play the Houston Texans this evening. Most teams are fighting for their playoff lives. The Chiefs have a 6-6 record and are sitting in the third place in the AFC West. Chiefs center Creed Humphrey says he's confident Kansas City's championship DNA will carry them through.
So for us, it's just about, you know, the ship's not sinking or anything. You know, we're still right where we need to be, just making sure we're coming in and improving each week.
Houston, with a record of 7-5, is in third place in the AFC South Division. The Texans and the Chiefs line up tonight on NBC's Football Night in America. Kickoff is at 7:20 at Arrowhead Stadium. In men's basketball, K-State lost to Seton Hall last night 78-67. KU plays Mizzou at noon today at the T-Mobile Center in Kansas City. The KU women play Missouri State at 2 o'clock this afternoon in Springfield. K-State plays Ole Miss at 2 o'clock this afternoon in St. Joseph. It's the third annual Bill Snyder Classic. After playing one of their best matches of the year on Friday against the Miami Hurricanes, the KU women's volleyball team is in the Sweet 16 of the NCAA tournament. Jayhawks coach Matt Ulmer has been animated on the sidelines during their success, and he says there's a reason.
Anything that I can do, the staff can do to help, you know, find joy, find confidence in what they're doing. You know, if that means we're going to cheerlead them on and just really appreciate when they do the things we're asking, we're going to do that.
The Jayhawks will need a lot of confidence for their next match because they'll be playing the University of Nebraska, the tournament's overall number one seed. The Huskers raised their record to 32 and 6-0 last night after a 3-set sweep over Kansas State. And the Washburn women's soccer team advances to the Final Four with the 3-2 win over the University of Missouri St. Louis. It's the Ichabod's second trip to the Final Four in 3 years. They'll travel to Colorado Springs to play an opponent to be determined. Our forecast calls for mostly cloudy skies today with highs in the 30s, winds from the north 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts up to 25 miles per hour. From the KPR Newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
You're listening to NPR News.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 90.3 Chanute. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Zoo, hosting Toast at 10, a New Year's Eve celebration at the zoo with a plated dinner, entertainment, silent auction, and champagne toast at 10 p.m. Tickets at topekazoo.org.
But, of course, before New Year's Eve comes Christmas. Hope you'll join us Saturday as we celebrate the season big band style. Join us Saturday night at Liberty Hall for our annual big band Christmas batch, featuring some Yuletide favorites and some swinging Kansas City jazz featuring the KC Jazz Orchestra. Last year, the show sold out 2 weeks early, so get your tickets today. Available in person at the Liberty Hall box office or at Ticketmaster.com. You can find out all about KPR's Big Band Christmas at our website, kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up, what makes a really good Philadelphia cheesesteak? It's actually a little more controversial than you'd think. That story from Buffy Gorilla coming up at 8:35. Here on Kansas Public Radio. Mostly cloudy skies today with highs in the 30s, maybe even getting up to around 40 degrees. Winds from the north 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts as high as 25 miles per hour. Cloudy and cold tonight with lows in the upper teens. Sunny and warmer tomorrow, highs around 42. It's 33 degrees in Lawrence, 32 in Topeka, 35 in Chanute. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
And the Supreme Court hears oral arguments on a case that could expand the president's power and erode the power of some regulatory agencies. The case was brought by an FTC commissioner fired by President Trump. A district court concluded that firing was unlawful, but the Supreme Court's conservative majority has already signaled a willingness to overturn that decision. That's tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us for Morning Edition tomorrow morning from 5 to 9 o'clock here on Kansas Public Radio. Your hosts, A. Martinez, Layla Fadel, and Matthew Algio. Good morning. I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you on this Sunday morning for Weekend Edition Sunday on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise.
We've got much more Weekend Edition Sunday coming up, including tonight's Kennedy Center Honors in Washington, D.C. will look and sound a little different from past years. Actually, a lot different. We'll find out why coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday on Kansas Public Radio.
Become a KPR sponsor and your business can harness the trust and credibility of public radio. 82% of listeners take action because of an announcement heard on NPR. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
Mostly cloudy skies today with highs in the mid to upper 30s. Winds from the north 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts up to 25 miles per hour. Sunny and a little warmer tomorrow with highs in the lower 40s. It's 30 degrees in Lawrence, 29 in Atchison, 35 in Chanute. In Manhattan, it's 29 degrees. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from this station, NPR station.
From the University of Kansas, we're Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. We've got one more hour of Weekend Edition Sunday, the latest news from NPR and the KPR Newsroom just ahead. Then stay with us for This Old House Radio Hour coming up at 10 o'clock on KPR.
Don't let your aging RV take you for a ride. KPR's vehicle donation program will gladly take it off your hands so we can help fund the news and music programming you enjoy. Donate your car, truck, boat, or RV online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Mostly cloudy skies today and cold. We got high temperatures, not a lot warmer than they are right now in the 30s. Winds from the north with gusts up to 25 miles per hour. The time is 9 o'clock. This is Kansas Public Radio.